With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The Electoral Commission of Namibia held a public meeting on Wednesday to receive nominations for candidates and political parties for the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections. The final list of candidates will be announced on Thursday, the 17th of October. ECN Commissioner Dr. Emerencia Leonard.
A total of 21 political parties that have commenced with the submission of the candidates for the National Assembly. We also have submissions of independent presidential candidates. We have received 3 submissions, Ms. Elsie Chen, second, Mr. Jeremiah Kambo, and third, Ms. Ali Angula.
At their manifesto launch in Ongwediva, the Rally for Democracy and Progress suggested reducing the seal population by half if elected into power. RDP presidential candidate Mike Kavekotora claimed this would double fisheries revenue and create 40,000 jobs. Ecologist Peter Cunningham reacts to the news.
Obviously, 50% of our seal population is not scientifically sound, and it sounds like political gibberish. There's very little understanding then of the predator-prey interactions, with the predator being seals and the prey being our fish and shellfish resources. We should base it on facts and scientifically fact. There's not even real evidence that the seals are responsible for the decline in our fish stock. Maybe politicians should rather focus on the illegal fishing activities taking place often at night and put money where there's resources required for monitoring of our fish stocks and holding these people accountable which are poaching our fish resources. That should be a much more efficient way of controlling and managing our fish resources.
The setting of a trial date for South Africa's former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nkakula's corruption case has been postponed to the 5th of December 2024 by the High Court in Pretoria. She's accused of soliciting millions of rands in bribes, while Defence Minister, State Prosecutor Becky Maniati, requested timelines to avoid further delays.
My Lord, the position is that the state has disclosed the A section. It was indicated that the defence seeks disclosure of the B and C sections of the docket, as well as the pocketbooks of the police officers involved in the matter.
And finally, Kaoko Green Energy Solution has received official approval from the Environmental Commissioner of Namibia for the environmental impact assessment of its wave roller technology project. According to Mining Energy Namibia, the project in partnership with AW Energy Oi and Impact Tank Namibia, the tech will harness energy from ocean waves to generate clean, renewable power. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.